Ben and I created it at the end of 2017, maybe middle of 2017, when we were working on our second model, the BFG, and we're scared to death of being one-hit wonders, right? Didn't want to be that band that dropped an incredible album, then came back. And so we actually went through the exercise of reverse engineering why the OG was such a hit and came up with the four Fs. And moving forward, everything... So the four Fs are... It was a hit because it was fun, fashionable, functional, meaning made for an athlete, and affordable. And so we identified that and used that as the decision matrix, as the brief for our second model and every model moving forward. And really, it is critically important to our success. And how I could quickly define each of them, which is fun. We do that with our wild colors, our fun names, our crazy limited drops. Mm-hmm. Fashionable, we believe you should be able to wear the same sunglasses at happy hour or... out of workout. Functional, every product we make is no slip, no bounce, all polarized, made for the active lifestyle. And affordability, $25-$35 price points, and really at its core is creating accessibility.
Welcome to the Culture Gooder podcast, a behind the shades look at creating and changing culture inside of Gooder sunglasses.
Welcome, listeners. This is your host of the Culture Gooder podcast and CEO of Gooder, Steven. Right now, we are in the middle of a season about our brand directive. So if you want to start from the beginning, go back to episode 85. As we outlined, we basically have four articles in our brand directive, which is our map to achieve our mission and vision. It is made up of article one, our ethos. That's why we exist. Article two is our playbook, how we behave. Article three is our anchors, how we'll succeed. And article four is sunglasses, what we make. And today, I have our creative director, Mike Eddy, here to talk about Article 4 sunglasses.
Oh, pumped to be here. Thanks for having me. I got a shout out last time I was here. You just cut off your man bun, which was pretty revolutionary, I do say.
Yeah, it's something that still I will see people who haven't seen me since, that was about a year ago, I haven't cut it off. And it kind of makes me feel sad for my man bun because it's really missed.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it was a piece of you for a while, obviously. So here we are.
That's vacation, but, Steven. Steven. This is business, Steven.
Yeah, you're all business now. It's all good. I'm pumped to be here. Obviously, talking product, love what we do here. And so pumped to kind of just dive in and start talking. So got to ask this first question. Seems a little absurd to ask given who we are. But, you know, within the context of the brand directives, you know, what is your definition of sunglasses?
It's funny, right? I say it is what we sell. It is the tangible thing that we sell to make money, right? Or what we sell, it is what pays for everything is usually how I refer to product in a sense, because we are on the Culture Gooder podcast and we care a lot about our people, so much so that sometimes I fear that we inside the building think we're a personal development company that makes product. And in fact, we're a product company that cares about people's personal development. And so it's really just important to understand, hey, at the core, we are a product company and it is what we need to be great at for the business to exist and thrive.
Yeah. What like led you to feeling that way, right? That, you know, we need to reset that we are a product company. Was there a moment?
Yeah. There's several moments. From the beginning, it's kind of obvious. And what's really fascinating is, you know, when you start any company, you're kind of just really focused. At first it was like, how do we make our product? And then it was, how do we sell our product? And then we just became so prolific at launching product. I think we've done over 800 drops since 2015. And
yeah.
I've mined the data. When I say mine the data, I've asked somebody to mine the data for me. And over the past year or so, I think that as I've been kind of looking up and paying attention and the brand's been growing bigger and bigger and bigger, I got this feeling over the summer that we need to be talking to our customers more. That's kind of where it started. And then as that seed got planted, I was kind of thinking about this whole brand directive piece. And in there, I've been working with our product strategy team, which, you know, they're in your department. Yep. And along the line, I was working on the brand directive. I was also working on a product talk for the entire company in December. And for our listeners out there, we're launching a lot of product this year. And I was preparing for the talk, and I was on the stage looking at an entire company, and I go, you all know why we're in this room, right? You know, cosmically, really, we are here and we all get paid because we make product that our customers effing love. And when I said that, I got this eerie feeling. I'm like, does everybody know this? You know, and so from there, right. It was really, as I was working the brand director, I was like, oh no, the tangible sunglasses is something that it's concrete and we need to make sure everybody understands its importance to a brand. And, you know, we've also invested there heavily from a team standpoint and development standpoint over the past year or so. But yeah, that's kind of like, those are the daisy chain of events that led to this being the forefront.
It's definitely like you're so immersed in it day to day. You're almost like a fish in water. Like, how often does a fish realize it's in water when it's your everyday, you know? And it's like, until you actually come up, you know, you don't truly realize it. And I think that was definitely a moment that was like, oh yeah, this is our everyday.
Yeah, right. We have forgotten how good we are at launching products. We launch it so often. And you and I were in Hong Kong for the Hong Kong Optical Fair. And we, you know, for listeners out there, we prepped a bunch of briefs to work with our manufacturers of how we're going to, you know, new product. And we came out of that really re-energized and wanting to launch more product. And I think the thing that was cool is, although we do it like crazy, we don't launch models like crazy.
Yeah.
And it was really exciting for you and I coming back and Marissa, we're going to launch a lot of models. And it was even more exciting when we started talking to our team here. I thought we were going to get pushback on how much product we're going to drop in 2024. Instead, it was like, let's fucking go. And that's a reminder of like, oh, we are a product company. People want to make product.
Right. No, that was exciting. I remember that Loom. I remember seeing you were a little apprehensive about the feedback, and the like resounding feedback was nothing but positive, which I love, which is incredible.
Yeah.
But to continue on this, right, there are essentially two components, right, when you look at the definition of sunglasses. Like, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I kind of have this whole riff I go on when I'm talking about our four anchors at Gooder. I'll see that because I think it's important. But, you know, we have four anchors. We have products. At our core, we're a product company. We make product for our customers. Our second anchor is marketing, because we use marketing to get the right customers to buy the right product. Third anchor is operations. We use operations to make the product and get it back to our customers. And our fourth anchor is people, all the people inside this building that make it happen. Now, it's really interesting, right? I talked there just now about like product, marketing, operations, people, and customers. And customers aren't an anchor aren't explicitly called out, because it is my belief that to have a company, you need to make product that your customers effing love. You can have product without customers, but you can't have a company without customers. And I would know, Mike, because Gooder is the sixth company I've started, and the other five were failures. Right. And so when I was working on the brand directive, I was actually, I kind of saw this. I was like, this is where the customer fits in, and then making sure that we make product for our customers, right? So it is product, but it is product. You know, I say that every product we make must speak to the four Fs. So how I say it inside the brand directive is product, what we sell, these are sunglasses, what we sell to pay for everything, sunglasses. Customers, these are the people that buy our product. Every product we create must speak to the four Fs. We effing love our customers, so we make product that our customers effing love. And I say effing, not fuck, not because I have trouble saying fuck, but because everything we do must speak to the four Fs.
Which is a great segue.
Yeah.
May I add? Because you really set me up. This is bowling with bumpers. Let's elaborate on that. Like, talk through that origins, what it means, because it is a huge part of our brand that I feel everybody is really believes in and leans into, and it's definitely worth elaborating on.
Yeah, it is really important, and Ben and I created it at the end of 2017, maybe middle 2017, when we were working on our second model, the BFG. And we're scared to death of being one-hit wonders, right? Didn't want to be that band that dropped an incredible album, then came back. And so we actually went through the exercise of reverse engineering why the OG was such a hit, and came up with the four Fs. And moving forward, everything... So the four Fs are... it was a hit because it was fun, fashionable, functional, meaning made for an athlete, and affordable. And so we identified that and use that as the decision matrix, as the brief for our second model and every model moving forward. And really, it is critically important to our success. And how I could quickly define each of them, which is fun. We do that with our wild colors, our fun names, our crazy limited drops. Mm-hmm. Fashionable, we believe you should be able to wear the same sunglasses at happy hour or at a workout. Functional, every product we make is no slip, no bounce, all polarized, made for the active lifestyle. And affordability, $25, $35 price points. And it really at its core is creating accessibility. And so, yeah, that's the 4Fs. And we created that in 2017, started using it. You know, we've also went astray at times.
Yeah, for
sure. But it is really, really important. And really, we use it for product ever since.
Yeah. But the other thing that's interesting, right, is over time, we've sort of realized, and especially with this new definition, the two components, factory and customers, right, we've started to use the 4Fs in relation to our consumers as well as our marketing. How do you talk to the origins of that as well and kind of how that came to be?
Yeah. Well, actually, remind me, when it came to our awareness campaign in 2022, whose idea was it to kind of put our customers in these four buckets?
Yeah, that is a great question. Man, you know what's actually
Kelly, maybe?
So it was Carrie and I in a way, because when we started building out the awareness campaign, we actually kind of referenced Geico. Do you know how Geico has three different types of commercials with like,
yep,
they have the caveman, the geck, all that 50%.
Yeah.
And so we're like, man, like if there are, what's a way that we could do that just to create different creative
That's
and
right.
different
That's
consumers?
Right.
And then it actually just hit us like a ton of bricks one day, as great things do. Hey, the 4Fs actually works perfectly for this, because there's a fun customer, there's a fashionable customer, functional, affordable. And so they all kind of funneled into there perfectly, and it just kind of dropped into our lap.
Yeah, that's right. And so that happened in 2022, and I remember seeing that and being like, that's really smart. Never thought about using it for customers before. And then late last year, been really focusing on our customer, and we don't need to go down the customer path because we're doing that maybe the next episode, but really started understanding this powerful thing that happens with our customers, and they know the brand. And really, I think the core, we create accessibility. And so I started kind of using our definitions and looking at things like, oh, we talk about escapism a lot. I'm like, well, the fun customer loves escapism. And then the fashionable customer loves individuality and the functional, active, so on and so forth. And so, yeah, so now as we're doing new models, this is like, now we can't you started working on the new model process last year, and now all this together, we kind of can't unsee it.
Right.
It's a really great way for us to understand understand how we make product for our effing customers.
Yeah. I think what's interesting too is, as we've, you know, came out of the Hong Kong Optical Fair, looked to launch more new models, we've sort of developed a new approach, which yet again, conveniently, is all F words, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So I talk about that a little bit. I think, like, as we look at it, right, fit, function, fashion is a lens that we look through when developing something new. And so, like, in your mind, how does that fit into this, and what is the importance of that to you within this context?
Yeah, it's you were at the driving it, and then I kind of got to sit like courtside and to this experience. But it was realizing, oh, when everybody, our listeners out there, if you look at our models from the very beginning, how we started was we would take fashionable sunglasses and make them for an active lifestyle. That is awesome. And then we realized, so it comes one in three areas. Start with fashion, make it speak to the other four Fs. Start with function. That's more of a recent thing, like, oh, hey, ski goggles. Start with function and make it speak to the other four Fs. Or sometimes in our line, so we have the OG, then we have the BFG, which is big fucking gooders. We have the LFG with as little fucking gooders. Sometimes we start with fit, and we realize there is a hole in our fit. You know, there's a hole in our offering for fit, and so let's make a product for that, for the fit customer. And so really, when you kind of boil it down to new models, for the most part, it comes from either a fashion forward, a function forward, or fit forward. And then all of our limited drops are just pretty much fun. You know, are fun forward. But
right.
Yeah, it is. It also works from that standpoint. I think the other cool thing for people to understand is, just because you start with function, you experience all the Fs. That's just the center of the bullseye or fashion. And so that's just an important concept to understand, is we're just saying, I think the easiest way to explain this is, this, you know, this pair is for the, you know, function customer. They like cycling. We want it to be a full wrap. And so we're evaluating it for that customer on the function of a full wrap, not on Steven's opinion on whether or not it looks fashionable at a wedding.
Yeah, right. For sure. I think it's nice, too, because it definitely gives that North Star as to what your goals are while also encompassing like all the other Fs, right? And I think that's like what really helped, because for so long, there are so many different approaches and features that need to go into all the Fs that if you sort of try to do everything for everyone, it becomes a monstrosity or doesn't work, which does segue into another F word, failure. And yep. I think one of the examples in there is a Superfly, which I think is certainly important within this context of, all right, the four Fs is a great guideline, but there are moments in time where we kind of deviated from that. And like, I'd love to hear from you on like your assessment of the Superfly, since you, I mean, you, listen, you are the driving helm of it. I've got receipts on Slack.
Yeah, yeah.
From
yeah.
you. Yeah. But I like what went wrong, especially within the four Fs, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the really interesting thing for our listeners out there, 2019, we launched our fourth model, the Superfly. It was supposed to be made for cyclers, and I made a catastrophic mistake and ordered a full container of them, which the market did not demand. And for a company our size was a giant failure would be a nice word. Fucking disaster would be maybe the word I would use in the F world. I'm grateful for the experience. I'm grateful that we learned a lot and we still have a company.
Yes.
I think what happened in that moment is we were trying to, we wanted to make a functional pair, but we were looking at it through the fashionable lens. And if I was to boil it down, that is probably the biggest mistake.
Right.
Do you agree?
100%. Yeah.
And because I think if we were to say, hey, this is a fashion forward model and we're going to buy way less of them, it's probably still on the line. And so I think that's really understanding. We made it and marketed it. We made it and marketed it for the wrong type of customer.
1,000%, right? I think we marketed it more towards a fashion customer and fashion product, but under the assumption it would be function forward, and none of those things aligned. It was all over the map. I mean, it's still popular. Like, I mean, we have Superfly Day every day, so every year, sorry. So it's still a fun thing to celebrate, but it's always interesting looking at it within the four Fs and as like an assessment and, just as an assessment and seeing what went wrong to really like help guide you in the future, which has been great. Yeah.
It's a great lesson. I mean, you should talk to the listeners about, so we're this episode will drop May 1st, end of April. We're going to actually do our first limited drop of a new model. So these will be out. You want to tell them about the Moonji?
Yeah. Well, I will certainly talk about the Moonji. So, I mean, nice. All right. So this is obviously...
You're maniacal. Yeah, you look like a
maniacal.
A cartoon villain.
Yeah, I definitely look like Willy Wonka's lost cousin.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was an opportunity. Oh, let's see here. So I don't want to speak about myself too much, but I am getting married and my fiance had a vision and she saw these sunglasses and so made it happen, right? And kind of as this was all going on, right, we were discovering and laying out this new model roadmap, new model process, fit, function, fashion. And, you know, it was kind of kismet in the sense that we got the sample in and we looked at it and we said, you know what, this actually works. And you know, all the investments we've made with the product team, you know, having Richard coming as our 3D designer was able to make it functional, add in a lot of elements, reduce the weight. It quickly became a very viable option for us to launch and lived into all the four Fs, right? And unlike the Superfly, we're like, this is for a fashion customer and this is under the fashion product, right? And so having that North Star actually really helped drive this forward, because kind of without that, this kind of would have been a one-off. But we had this like foundation and I guess process to make it happen. And in conversations, we said, you know, we have a lot coming out this year. We can maybe get into that a little bit later. And this would be a great opportunity to test something new, because we've launched, to your point, 800 limited products that have all either drafted off of existing models. But what if we were to shift, you know, our mindset here and just launch a limited model and see how that goes? This is a fun energy point. So that's coming out April 27th. Which is exciting, and we'll take it from there. But I think definitely having the four Fs and this new kind of fit, function, fashion has created the conditions for that to happen.
Well, and I think what I'll add there is I saw these in, was it a design meeting? Where did I see these, Mike? It was Hong Kong.
I think it was in Hong Kong. Yeah, I think
and so. I got my sticky fingers on. I'm like, oh, these are the Moonjis for Lolo, huh? Cool. When's your wedding date? Hey, can we launch these by that date? And so there's also this felt like a fun stretch thing for us to do. And what's cool is they're the Moonjis. What are the three colors? How would you describe them?
We have, the three phases of the moon. So you've got kind of a new moon, black, right?
Yep.
And then you've kind of got your waning or waxing gibbous, what have you, which is gray. And then full moon, which will be kind of this pearlescent white, which super excited about. So more neutral colors, all black lenses, but kind of a fun story to tell, which is why it leans into this limited story versus, typically when we do a full assortment of launches, you will cover the spectrum of mild, styled, wild. But for these, we're keeping it pretty mild and just rooting it in that fun kind of moon phase story.
Oh, yeah. This is the gift of our culture is the ability to be like, hey, we like having fun. We work extra hard.
Right.
We work so hard for a joke. And what I love is this is going to be the gift that keeps on giving. And anytime a full moon's up, Moonjis might come up. I love that about our culture.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of the pair nocturnal, Possums Opposable Thumbs, which came out years ago and we launched it. And it was this gray kind of pair. It was for our Insomniac's Cataracts line. And the name was Possum's Opposable Thumb. So it kind of like gray with red lenses. And we launched it at like sundown, at when the sun went down, like at, I don't know, probably 8 or 9 p.m. So actually a little bit. It was dark. And we only had it up for the first week between the hours of sundown and sun up. And so,
so
it was
stupid.
Ridiculous. I mean, it did pretty well. But I remember loving that, just being like, this is ridiculous. And I mean that, and kind of drafting off of fun and the limiteds, like I think that is an important thing to touch on too when speaking about product. So like within the context of sunglasses and this talk, we'd kind of love to hear your thoughts. We talked a little bit about new models, but specifically kind of limiteds as well as licensing.
Yeah, for our listeners out there, we do a lot of limited drops, which might be, it could be a Valentine's Day pair, it could be action figures, which, have like fake fur on the glasses. And those limited drops will do 100+ a year. When they're gone, they're gone. We drop them once. And licensing, sometimes it's when they're gone, like Goldschlager. Sometimes it's national parks and we keep them on for longer. But licensing also is a limited vibe, right? Like there is a limitation to it. And what's amazing is we work really, really hard to have our inline products be really great. That's our, blacks, Unicorn's Calamity, or our Hound Shell, or, Tortoise Shell, Bozzy's Bastion Dreams. We work really hard to have these strong core products so that we can just do fun, stupid fucking shit whenever we want.
Right.
And I think that is the important thing, is like we eat our vegetables all the time. So when we want to have a Dairy Queen Blizzard, we have a Blizzard. Or a Pop-Tart. We have a Pop-Tart.
And true.
So that's just, that is how I kind of view it. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And I think what's interesting is to really, we talked about this a little bit at the last podcast, but I think it really speaks to the authenticity part, right? And I think what has been interesting over the last year, I think actually last year, just to be completely transparent, was probably the first time since the limited edition's inception that we did less than the year before, right?
Yeah.
Did that intentionally, strategically. And I think what was interesting is to kind of see the gaping hole that it left from like a consumer connection standpoint. Because I think it's really easy to be like, oh, we're doing this for ourselves and doing it internally. But I do think that like the authenticity shines through to a point that it creates so much connection with external customers that like, we've flipped the script and like we're going back heavier into it. And so, I mean, I for sure think it gives us the opportunity to just do fun, wild shit that is selfish, but also the connection that it makes and creates with the consumers is also really cool to see and actually incredibly validating that you're just sort of like, wow, people are really into this fur paired sunglass.
I completely agree. I'll get us out of here on this story. Two things. One, these that I put on my face, you're watching on YouTube, are the Retro Jury. They drop in June, right, Mike?
June. Correct.
All right, June. All right, these are RG. But to draft your point, was talking to Greg, who is our flock leader of supply chain, and I've been collecting all these customer stories for the past 6 months, and he started working here, I believe, in 2021. But he said, he's like, well, I was actually a customer of Good Earth before I was an employee. I bought my first pair in 2018. And he told me the story about how he bought the pair from Big Peach, his local run shop. And tell me the whole story. I go, so let me get this straight. Going back to the whole four Fs. I go, so you entered through the function, right? You entered because of like function you from the run store, but you and you stayed because of affordability. And he goes, no, I entered through function. I bought multiple pairs because of affordability. And then I keep coming back for the fun. I love the weird shit you all did. I just made me laugh. He said, like, he's like, all the other brands I were watching at the time or into the time would, you know, their idea for sunglass advertising was a woman in a bikini. And he's like, you guys are just in the dumbest shit. And I love it. So, right. So, like, that is a real example of all the things working together. And what's funny is, Greg, who came back for the fun, you know, he's the one who he's the one trying to get us to drop to not do as many crazy shit. So
good luck,
I don't know, Greg. Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. Yeah.
All right, Mike, anything else to say?
I got nothing. Super pumped. Love being here. And that's all I got.
Yeah. Article four, y'all. Sunglasses, it is the tangible. It is what we sell that pays for everything. It always speaks to the four Fs. And we always, our customers are paramount to our success, right? So our catchphrase recently around here is, we make product that our customers effing love. So thank you to everybody who buys them. And we're out.